Parents of children attending the Little Treasures daycare in Oswegan questioned Six Nations elected council on funding issues that have impacted the local daycare since November. During the January 28th general council meeting, parents from the daycare spoke to council in hopes to develop a collaborative working relationship with Six Nations elected council to allow the child care center to remain operational and ensure that the daycare has fair access to funding provided by the federal and provincial governments, as the daycare is licensed under the Ontario Ministry of Education. Parents of the Little Treasures daycare have created a petition for community members to sign to show their support for the child care center, and to date, the petition has over 300 signatures. During the January 28th general council meeting, Bailey Anderson, a parent from Little Treasures daycare, explained the current situation the child care center is facing and the purpose for the presentation to Six Nations elected council.
What we're here to talk about today is just the funding in terms of provincial and federal. So I just gave an introduction, basically how this all transpired. So Little Treasures is a ministry-licensed private daycare located on Six Nations. We currently have 44 children registered. We do have room for, I believe it's 62, but just due to staff shortages, we can't operate in full capacity. So in November of 2024, the owner informed parents that should be closing the center permanently. So us as parents called a meeting because we wanted to see like what's going on. Like, we didn't know, right? So this is how this all transpired.
Anderson presented three documents and frameworks ran through the federal and provincial governments that the daycare believes it qualifies for funding through. Those documents and frameworks are the Indigenous Early Learning and Child Care Framework, which looks to create a community-driven and culturally relevant child care system with focus on the importance of Indigenous languages, traditions, and governance in early childhood education. This framework includes flexible funding approaches to meet the unique needs of First Nations communities. The next document, the Indigenous Early Learning and Child Care Transformation Initiative Terms and Conditions for Contributions, that allows funding to be provided through Indigenous partners, Indigenous communities, and both for-profit and not-for-profit Indigenous organizations to provide programming that supports the Indigenous Early Learning and Child Care Framework. And the last document is the Canada-wide Early Learning and Child Care Agreement, which is aimed at improving affordability, accessibility, and quality in child care, including increasing the number of child care providers available to communities. In November, parents of the daycare received a letter from Little Treasures Daycare Center that stated, quote, "Despite our center's eligibility for funding from both the provincial ministry and the federal government, we have been forced to close due to a lack of support from the band council. Unfortunately, our funding request was denied because our center is classified as a for-profit business by the council," end quote. Counselor Helen Miller explained that issue further.
Yeah, I think it's really important to understand the difference between a for-profit and a non-profit. And you might want to pay a visit to Two Rivers across the road and have them explain it to you, what the difference is, because that's what it comes down to, the difference between a for-profit and a non-profit. Six Nations Council daycares are non-profit. And what that means is any money that the daycare makes goes back into the daycare. It doesn't go into anyone's pocket, so to speak. The for-profit daycares, any money that the owner makes of that business can go back into her or his pocket if they so choose. Or they can use that money to enhance their programs and services. So that's the big difference between the two.
Counselor Miller continued on by detailing what a for-profit organization must do to qualify for funding through these initiatives.
The for-profits can be They can be a for-profit, but it's usually an organization that is running a charity or something like that. They don't keep the money. That's the big difference. The for-profits that's listed with this thing, it can be an association, an organization, or something like that, or doing it for charity or something like that. They don't keep the money. The difference between what we're doing here tonight is the Little Treasures, they keep the money. They make the money. They're there to make money.
The parents of Little Treasures Daycare issued a list of questions to Six Nations elected council surrounding the current contribution agreement with Indigenous Services Canada, and Six Nations Chief Sherry Lynn Hill says council's administrative team will work to provide answers to those in the near future, and Six Nations elected council accepted the presentation as information during the January 28th general council meeting. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.